Hi, and welcome back to another week of a high holiday edition of Pandemics. This week, we speak to Abby Block, a sophomore at the University of Pittsburgh, about what it is like celebrating the high holidays, specifically Yom Kippur, as a college student. Hi, Abby. Thank you so much for being here.
So, my first question is, what year are you in school and what are you studying?
So I just started my sophomore year of undergrad, and I'm hoping that my major will be communication sciences and disorders, which would be like speech language pathology or audiology. So I have to apply into the major this year. So that's exciting. And I'm also doing a certificate in American Sign Language and a minor in gender, sexuality, and women's studies. So I've got a lot going on, but I'm very excited for my classes this year. And I mean, everything should go pretty well.
That's awesome. If any, what has been the biggest difference between your Judaism at home in Buffalo and your Judaism at school in Pittsburgh?
Well, I guess I'd say at least more recently, I'd say like before, I mean, obviously in quarantine, you know, everything's been a little bit crazy and there hasn't obviously has been as much social interaction between me and other people, let alone me and other Jewish people. But I definitely think that one of the big things that's different at Pitt for me is that I feel like even though there isn't like a huge population of Jewish students in Pittsburgh, I find myself reaching out to like Chabad and Hillel a lot so that I can get involved in the Jewish community a lot more than I feel like I do at home. Because, I mean, I generally like to surround myself by other Jewish people because I feel like, I don't know, it's like you already have something in common. You already have something to talk about. So I feel like I definitely do more like social activities with other Jews in Pittsburgh versus at home. And like obviously the past couple months have been an exception because I haven't really been doing anything. But
what is your Jewish involvement like in Pittsburgh?
Well, so last year I wasn't sure whether I wanted to be involved in like Hillel or Chabad. So I ended up going to events run by both because the Hillel is actually, it's not just a Pitt Hillel. It's for a lot of the other universities around Pitt, like Carnegie Mellon, Duquesne, Carlo, like a few other ones that are right down the street. So they have, there's like a big building that we all kind of share, like a little bit farther away from campus that I can still walk to. So I would go to, like right when I got there last year, actually when I moved in, I went with my parents to like a meet and greet open house. And of course they had like bagels and food and we got to meet all of like the staff that work there as well as like other Jewish people who are just coming to campus. So like I went with my roommate, she was Jewish too. So I did that, and then both Hillel and Chabad offer Friday night Shabbat dinner for free for the students. So at Hillel, it's at their building, but for Chabad, it's actually at the Chabad house, which I really loved going there because, I mean, especially since I was living in a dorm last year, I wasn't getting really like home-cooked meals or, I don't know, I mean, my building had 22 floors in it, so it didn't necessarily feel super homey. So it was very nice to be able to go to an actual house, get a home-cooked meal, and be with friends, but also the Chabad family at Pitt is so sweet. And I actually yesterday met with Rabbi Shmuley, the Chabad rabbi, and we like caught up and he told me about different things that they're doing this year on campus, like with their Shabbat dinner, since we can't obviously all go to their house.
Oh, that's awesome. How did you celebrate the high holidays in Pittsburgh last year?
Well, for a while I wanted to go to Temple actually, because there are a few synagogues right around campus, but I ended up having class like right when I would have wanted to go, and it was something that I like couldn't really miss. But Hillel and Chabad kind of came together for the holidays instead of doing separate events, which was nice. and in one of the big like student centers on campus where they have these big ballrooms, they had like brief services like a few times throughout the day actually, so that students who had class at one point and like couldn't make, you know, the morning service or whatever could go later in the day, which was really nice. And then for Rosh Hashanah, they had like a beautiful dinner and there were so many people there. And I don't know, I definitely, it was a really great experience. And my roommate didn't come with me on Rosh Hashanah actually, but we, for Yom Kippur, she didn't fast, but I did. And it was a little bit of a challenge since I like did have class and I still had to get things done that day. And I feel like usually when I'm in Buffalo on Yom Kippur, I'm like at temple or I'm kind of just sitting at home, like making food for breakfast. So it was a little bit of a challenge, but they had a big breakfast at the same student center that we went to before. And they had, you know, the whole, the bagels and the lox and the kugel and the everything. And it was really great to be able to, even though I was busy throughout the day, there were so many opportunities where I felt like I could still celebrate the holidays and I wasn't like missing out on something.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you find that specifically like on Yom Kippur when you were fasting that there was any, I guess, difficulty with navigating school? Like, was there any thing that you had to reschedule or anything that sticks out that was like really hard that day because you were fasting, or was it kind of like a seamless, you were just able to still do what you needed to do?
Well, I believe I had like a major assignment due for one of my like writing classes. And so a few weeks before I like talked to my professor about the situation and I like asked for an extension and she was very understanding, like apologized a million times because she didn't realize that she had scheduled an assignment due on that day and she normally wouldn't. But so I ended up getting an extension. Everything was fine. So I didn't have too much going on that was a conflict. It was just kind of weird feeling like I still had things to do when I was also fasting, when normally I feel like I'm just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. It's a shock to the system, I find, when things happen on these, like, especially the high holidays for Judaism, because it would never be for other holidays. And you're like, right. Oh, this is, you know, I'm very much in a specific community and, you know, just, you're just asking and usually the professor is totally fine, but it's, you know, it's a little, it was definitely eye-opening for me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, any issues or like conflicts that I've had where I've had like assignments or exams around Jewish holidays, so far, all of my professors have been very understanding. I mean, it's a little off-putting that we would like have assignments or exams due on those days anyways, because like you said, I mean, if it were how, you know, like obviously we have a while off for Christmas and everything. So, I mean, I'm just thankful that professors are understanding that like we can't always get things done around the holidays, but it would be nice if, you know, sometimes professors would look at like the calendar in advance and just be a little bit more considerate. So I feel like Jewish students aren't always reaching out saying like, hey, can I get an extension? Instead, like, it shouldn't be assigned on that day anyways.
Yeah, I completely agree. So when you were home in high school and middle school and all that, how would you celebrate breakfast? Did you have a special family tradition or what would that look like?
I think we usually just went over to my grandparents' house and just had a big meal with some of my mom's side of the family that's in Buffalo. You know, we do the whole like bagels, lox, that kind of thing. I don't think there were are any like specific traditions, but we would always spend it at least with my grandparents, which was always something to look forward to.
And was there any dishes specific to your family that you guys would have for breakfast?
I know like my mom would make food throughout the day. And of course, I don't even remember what she would make, but at least like when I first started fasting, like around my bar mitzvah was when I really like tried to fast the whole day. But before then, she would always have me like test the food to make sure it tasted good, since she obviously wasn't eating it throughout the day. So that was always fun. But now it's just sitting in the house, smelling all the delicious food and waiting to eat it.
So is there any specific food that you think is absolutely essential to have at breakfast?
I really like noodle kugel, so probably that.
Yeah, I mean, that is delicious.
So I would be remiss to not speak to you about the Tree of Life shooting. The shooting occurred on October 27th, 2018 in Squirrel Hill, which is a suburb of Pittsburgh, extremely close to the University of Pittsburgh's campus.
What has your experience been with, because were you on campus when that happened or?
No, I was not on campus because it was like the 1 year mark was last year, like around the high holidays. So I wasn't in Pittsburgh when it happened. I was still in high school. But last year, on the 1 year mark, there was a big, they had like a big service that was in this building called Soldiers and Sailors Memorium. It's a huge, I don't really know how to describe it. It's like a big room, lots of seating, and it wasn't just offered to like Pitt students. It was open to the public, but I did go with some of my friends, and they also offered that you could like watch it online, but because it's on campus, I decided to go, and there were, I think, like hundreds of people there that ended up going, and I ended up like having to stand in the back because when I got there, there were no seating, but it was a beautiful service. They had a few speakers, and then families of the victims were also there sitting in the front if they felt comfortable to go, which I thought was very powerful. And if families were open to it, they there's this whole like video presentation that they did where the families of the victims like talked about the people like when they were young growing up, just about like their whole experience. And so people could, if they wanted to, they could have done the video. If not, then their names were just read numerous times and lots of candles were lit. And I definitely was very emotional the whole time. I mean, I'm emotional about everything, but especially this. I mean, it was very powerful, and I'm very glad that I got to go. It was a pretty long service. I think it was like 2 hours or so, but it was definitely, I mean, obviously horrible that these things are happening, and that, you know, I mean, it's 2020 and the anti-Semitism in America is like unreal, as I'm sure you know, but I definitely think the people who did the whole ceremony and the presentation, it was very beautiful, and I felt like it was like a good way to show like the victims and their lives and everything.
Yeah, that must have been, it's so moving, and it's just so, it's so terrible, and it happened, you know, so close to Pitt's campus. Did you find that Pitt, has Pitt as a school addressed the shooting, or has it mostly been through the Jewish community?
I think it's mostly been through the Jewish community. I don't recall really anyone from Pitt per se, like sending emails about it or making announcements. But, Pitt had like sent an email out so that you could like register to go to the service. And then they also had like the link for if you want to like watch it online or to like donate or anything. But I think besides that, it was mostly just through the Jewish community, which, I mean, I kind of wish that they had talked about it more, especially because so close to campus. And I feel like a lot of people like know people that were affected by it. But I mean, I get it a little bit that it's hard. I feel like it's more fitting for the Jewish community to kind of say something about it, if you know what I mean. I don't know. It's a little confusing.
No, it's definitely like a bigger topic than, you know, just minimally addressing it, you know, college campuses and anti-Semitism and, you know, dealing with the surrounding cities that they're in or towns. It's definitely like a confusing thing to navigate. And yeah, I can't imagine like just being Jewish on Pitt's campus and kind of dealing with what is enough that they should be addressing and all of that. So yeah. Did you find that because it was the 1 year anniversary of the shooting, did you find that the high holidays had a different tone to them, or did you feel like it was present at all when you were celebrating the high holidays, or did it feel kind of like two separate events?
I mean, I don't really know. I think it definitely affected my high holidays. And being honest, I don't know if it would have affected it as much if I were home in Buffalo, just because I wouldn't obviously have gone to the memorial service or anything like that. So I definitely think that it was like with me and in my mind a lot more around the high holidays than it probably would have been if I was home. But I still think that, I mean, I try to like keep it as two separate things, because I wanted to like enjoy the high holidays as well, but it definitely was in my mind a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to add about that, about the Tree of Life, or about anything else in general?
One thing also in regards to like my Jewish life on campus, I'm also a member of AEFI, which about half of the members of AEFI at Pitt are also Jewish. So that's been really great, like another way to surround myself with other Jewish individuals. And it makes it so I always have people to go with me to services or to Shabbat dinner or, you know, whatever too.
Those are all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much, Abby. I hope you all have a safe and healthy fast and a delicious break fast. And thank you all for tuning in to this high holiday edition of Pandemics.